This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is on the campaign trail with just a few days ahead of the midterm elections Tuesday, telling a crowd that Democrats would reverse the economic momentum in the country. Speaking in West Virginia, where he was campaigning for Republican candidates ahead of Tuesday's midterms, Trump said his administration has overperformed on his campaign promises to the American people.
This election will decide whether we build on the extraordinary prosperity that we've unleashed. Nobody can believe what's happened. Or whether we let the radical Democrats take control of Congress and take a giant wrecking ball to our economy and to our future.
The president is trying to help Republicans overcome strong Democratic enthusiasm by highlighting what he claims are the consequences of the GOP losing control of Congress. Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama honed in on health care during a campaign rally in Florida for Senator Bill Nelson and gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Obama says Republicans are following a familiar playbook this year.
Try to terrify folks. And then the election comes and problems suddenly magically vanishes.
This year, the former president said the big issue is what he called a bunch of poor refugees a few thousand miles away.
They're even taking our brave troops away from their families for a political stunt at the border.
And Republicans have been trying to overturn Obama's health care law and came close to doing it.
If they keep control of Congress, you better believe they're coming after your health care.
The final message from the former president.
Let's go vote.
I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is clarifying or backtracking from what he said on Thursday about what U.S. troops should do to migrants at the southern border who throw rocks at them. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
This is what the president said yesterday about rocks.
We will consider that a firearm.
Today, he says he did not claim the troops would open fire.
I didn't say shoot.
But he says the U.S. will not stand for what rock-throwing migrants did to the Mexican military, which he calls a disgrace.
They do that with us, they're going to be arrested for a long time.
He says the military will not have to fire, but later added,
well, I hope they won't. We're going to see. I hope they won't.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, two U.S. officials told VOA that the number of U.S. troops deploying to the southern border has reached 8,000. Another 2,100 National Guard troops are already deployed along the border. That means that there are now more U.S. troops assisting Border Patrol agents than there are fighting terror groups in Iraq and Syria. The Trump administration is reimposing all U.S. sanctions on Iran lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The sanctions will come into force Monday and will penalize countries that don't stop importing Iranian oil, as well as foreign companies that do business with blacklisted Iranian entities. 8 countries are getting waivers so they can continue temporarily importing Iranian oil.
AP's Ben Thomas. A Turkish newspaper reported Friday that a presidential advisor and friend of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi said his body was cut up and dissolved for easy disposal. The Washington Post columnist, who had been critical of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, was killed October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. A memorial for Khashoggi was held in Washington. Daniel Balson of Amnesty International says Saudi Arabia cannot act with impunity.
Just as they have messages for those who defend human rights, we have messages for them. For too long, they've operated under the impression that impunity is for them and that the rules are for others.
After initially denying Khashoggi had been murdered, the Saudi government claimed he died in an unplanned rogue operation. A Saudi public prosecutor offered a different explanation last week when he said that the killing was premeditated. The U.S. economy growth rebounded sharply in October, and wages recorded their largest annual gain in 9.5 years. But that wasn't enough for Wall Street. All three major indices on the street closed down on Friday. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.